I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday to roll back the Obama Environmental Protection Agency's highly criticized Waters of the U.S. rule, fought by ag, home builders, and local and state governments in the courts and Congress for years. The president, surrounded by farm leaders, builders, lawmakers, and county commissioners, as well as his new EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, who is an avid WOTUS opponent, ended what many consider a long regulatory nightmare.
EPA's so-called Waters of the United States rule is one of the worst examples of federal regulation, and it has truly run amok and is one of the rules most strongly opposed by farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers all across our land.
President Trump pointed out the Clean Water Act was only intended to regulate navigable waters until the EPA decided a few years ago that such waters could mean any puddle or ditch on a farmer's land or anywhere else. The president called it a massive power grab that put hundreds and thousands of people out of work and treated farmers and ranchers as if they were a major industrial polluter.
They treated them horribly, horribly. If you want to build a new home, for example, you have to worry about getting hit with a huge fine if you fill in as much as a puddle, just a puddle on your lot. I've seen it. In fact, when it was first shown to me, I said, "No, you're kidding, aren't you?" But they weren't kidding.
That's today's Open Range.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.